Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tuf Lamed Aleph, and we are up to Sif Baiz. Yizayar Kol Adam Shelo Yaschil Bishum Malacha. We're talking about the Zman of Bedikas Chametz, and the Shulchan Aruch now says that a person has to be careful not to start any malacha, any work activity, any activity below Yochal, and he should not eat Ad Sheyivdok until he goes ahead and does the Bedika. And when does this mean? From when? So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Hey, Shelo Yaschil Bishum Malacha, and here he adds the Mishnah Berurah. Vafilu Chatzi Shah Shekodem Hazman Aser. Even a half hour, within a half hour before the Zman, meaning before the Zman of Tzeisa Kochavim, it is Aser to go ahead and engage in any Malacha, Dilma Asilim Shuche, because you might come to get involved in it, and then once you get involved in it, I have Mishnah Berurah here. Once you get involved in it, you get carried away, and you chas v'shalom, miss the bedika. V'hu adin de asar lichnos lemerchatz. You also cannot go into the merchatz at this time. And all the other things that are listed in Siman Reish Lamed Beis. So for those of you who were not with us back in Siman Reish Lamed Beis, the Shulchan Aruch there, he lists activities that a person is not allowed to begin within a half an hour of the beginning time there for Mincha, because they might absorb him or preoccupy his thoughts and thus cause him to miss Mincha. And the activities that he's quoting here from there are such as entering a bathhouse, which Mishnah Berurah here mentioned. It also includes taking a haircut and starting a din Torah. Shulchan Aruch there, he also mentions, you better not do this, you're not allowed to tend to your tannery, okay? But this obviously will not apply to Bedikas Chametz, because the Shulchan Aruch here basically says that you're not allowed to engage in any work at all beforehand, okay? So you might be able to tend to the tannery, but not here, because you're not allowed to go ahead and engage in any work at all beforehand. And you really have to check out all the different details there, but that's just some of them. Okay, now let's move on. Umisha shachach levdok balayla. Someone who forgot to do bedika at night, so aser biyom b'chol advarim ad sheyivdok. Then, the next morning, all these things that were aser to do, right, from a half hour before the bedika, obviously are usher to do the next morning until you go ahead and do your bedika. Okay? Sif katan vav, velo yochal, and you should not go ahead and eat at all. Once there's man of bedika, uti'ima ba'alma shari, and just tasting a little ashtikel, that is okay. Vahainu pas ke beitza, vahainu pas ke beitza. And that's talking about pas, bread, the amount of a beitza, v'lo yoser. So you're allowed to eat pas up to a beitza, but not more than that. O peros, or you can eat peros, afilu harbe, even a lot of peros. U'kemoshe kasabnu, b'sof, simen reish lamed beis. Ayin sham b'mishnah brura. Check out there the Mishnah Brura. And then he goes on and he says, check out the Ber Halacha, who writes that when you're eating a lot of fruit, okay, which is not a problem for me because I don't eat any fruit, but I am the Ber Halacha that if you eat a lot of fruit, ain't no mutter, rak ba chatzi shah, shekodem habdika. That if you eat a lot of fruit, it's only going to be mutter in the half hour before the bedika. Aval meshegi azman habdika, gam al yedei peros, ain't nachon l'shos harbe. He says, once this man bedika comes, even peros, okay, you shouldn't go ahead and any eating of peros, you should not go ahead and postpone. It's not proper to postpone a lot. Now, what does this imply? It sounds like from the Ber Halacha that he's quoting that you would be able to eat a shtickle and have a little bit of a delay. What's going on? We get to start right away. So someone of the Medayek in the Ber Halacha points out that it could be that Kol Zman, that it's still a little light out, it says like, oh, that might still be considered the Zman of Mamash Tchilas HaLayla. However, again, we tried, you know, to, as soon as we can, do the bedika immediately. That's the minhag. Except we're going to talk about tefillah and ma'ariv. That gets a little more complicated when you have a minyan kavua, yudavim bizman. Do you go ahead and do the bedika first? Do you daven first? We'll see that when we get up to it. We continue on. Vafilu, back into the Shulchan Aruch. Vafilu im yeshlo eis kavua lilmod. Even if you have a set time to learn, lo yilmod ad sheyivdok. You should not go ahead and learn until you do the bedika. Let's look at the Mishnah Brura. Sifkat and Zayin, lo yilmod. Gam bezeh yesh osrin af bechatzi sha'ah shemikodim. He says, here too, there are those that aser learning even in the half hour before the Zman of Bedikas Chametz. Why? Dilma asilim shuchei harbe. You might come and get carried away with the learning a lot, especially if you're, you know, into your learning. Im lo shebikesh le'echad, unless you go ahead and set up that someone else will go ahead and yaski renu kishi yavo hazman. So there are those that aser even in the half hour before, unless there's someone to remind you when the Zman of Bedikas Chametz comes. The Yesh Matirin Le'inyan Limud Mikodem. There are those that matir learning beforehand. The Rak Be'agiyah Zman Shel Tseis HaKochavim Aser. And only when you reach the Zman of Tseis is it Aser. So we have two opinions here, whether or not you're allowed to learn within that half hour before the Bedikas, Zman of Bedikas Chametz. Okay, this was a part of a Sugya and Rambams, if you remember, from last year. The afla osrin eino aser ella belome bebeso. And now he says, even to those that aser learning within the half hour before seis hakochavim d'zman abedikas chametz, it's only aser when you're learning in your home. Aval halom dim shir halacha beis hamedrash. If there's a set shir in the beis hamedrash achar hatfila after davening, then it is mutter. Then it is okay. Dalo yehe muchrach bevadai lavo lebeso, because then he will be forced anyway to go back after the shir to your home. The poskim will point out from this that it sounds like you might even be able to, if you have a set shir, to do this even after the zman of bedikas chametz. But the achronim have great difficulty with this. And then he says, "Umikom makom avze eno mutter ella halomeid below pilpul." But the only type of shir that they allow, and the only type of learning that they'll allow in the base medrash, even again according to those that aser learning within that first, within that half hour before the Zman of Adikas Chametz, it's only if you learn like a Yomi Shir. But if you get into Pilpul, you get into Iyun, forget about it. You're going to be so into it. Aval Pilpul Chayshinan. But if you get into the Pilpul, then we're Chayshesh B'chol Gavni. No matter what, Dilma Asi Lim Shuche, you might get carried away. It sounds like almost, even according to the Matirin, it sounds like it's a problem if you get into Iyun. You shouldn't be learning Iyun in that half hour before the Dika. Okay? Let's move weiter. In the Shulchan Aruch, Vim Hischil Lilmod Miba'od Yom, Ein Sarach Lahafsik. However, if you started learning Miba'od Yom, meaning when it was totally okay, Ein Sarach Lahafsik, you do not have to stop. So right, you started learning an hour before, then you don't have to stop. That's the Shulchan Aruch. However, V'yesh Omrim Shet Sarach Lahafsik. Others say, the Rama, and this is how Ashkenazim, I don't know how the Sfaradim hold on this, Shetzarech lahafsik, you would have to stop your learning even if you started an hour before, 2 hours before. V'chein nirali ikar. The Rama says this appears to me to be the ikar. Again, you should not, definitely not be one of those guys who, you know, they have to ask you, does the guy learn? Is he a shtag? Yeah, he shtags only during davening and before bedikas chametz. Okay, anyway, right there. You don't want to be one of those guys. Okay, sif katan tes in his chilul mode. If he began his learning when it was still mutter to start learning. Luadin Sharmalach, the same thing applies to any activity that would normally be usher to do once a half hour before Teisa Kochavim, if he started it when it would be permitted to do these malachas, because it's before the half hour before, then the halacha is, according to Shulchan Aruch, Ein Tzarech Lahafsik, and the Rama says you have to stop. Sifkatan Yud, Miba'od Yom, meaning Bizman Ahetem, when it was totally mutter to go ahead and start. Therefore, you do not have to stop because you started when it was mutter to start, meaning before the half hour before. Again, it really depends according to, again, there's a day by learning that you could start within the half hour. But again, it's talking about whenever it was mutter to start, that's what we're talking about. If you started when it was mutter to start, you don't have to stop. Even Kriyashma, which is Minatora, we learn in Simon Rishlamad Beis, Dim Hischil Beheter, if you started to learn when it was a mutter or do these activities when it's still mutter, ain't no mafsik, you don't have to stop. And that's even by Kriya Shema D'Oraisa. Ve'im hischil bizman ha'iser, and if, however, he starts bizman ha'iser, when it was usher to start doing these activities or learning, l'chulei alma posek, you have to stop. The bedikas chametz havi d'Oraisa, because bedikas chametz, the truth is d'Oraisa calls man shlo bital before he did bital. So when he's doing his bedikas chametz, it's still d'Oraisa. Uvadoraisa, we know posek, you have to stop. If you started it peiser, you have to stop. Kemosha kasev besimen reish lamed hey. So once you start, after it was already usher to start these activities, you will have to stop for bedikas chametz. And now Sifkat and Yudalef, he's quoting the Ramah, who says regardless tzarich lahafsik, you have to go ahead and be mafsik. Regardless, after because the mishabura after hischil beheter, even though he started beheter. When it comes to bedikas chametz, this opinion holds, you have to stop. Unlike Kriya Shema, right? D'Oraisa, where we say if you hit chil beheter, you don't have to stop. Here you have to stop. Why? Bedikas chametz. Even if it's D'Oraisa, it's not any more D'Oraisa than Kriya Shema. And at the end of the day, it's really the Rabbanim once he does the bittel. So why should this opinion hold Ramah that you have to stop? The taimam de'ikar mitzvah lechatchila kavu chacham b'tchilas alayim. This is because the mitzvah lechatchila, the way to do this mitzvah properly is the Chachamim were kaveya b'tchilas alayla. Again, you look at the Lashon of Rambam. He says, balayla b'tchilas alayla. Tchilas alayla was the primary time for the mitzvah. The same way, let's say, for example, you can daven shachris until, you know, the end of the Zman tefillah. There's an idea of a sikin being the primary time for davening. It's an inyan. That's just the reason makdimin. It's the primary kiyum mitzvah. So to hear, the primary kiyum mitzvah of bedikas chametz is b'tchilas halayla, and therefore you have to stop so you can do bedikas chametz b'tchilas halayla. It's not just a question of shema lamshuche, shema you'll get too involved and you'll miss bedikas chametz. The concern is that you get too involved and you'll miss the bedikas chametz b'tchila, and therefore, regardless, even if you went ahead and you started beforehand when it was mutter, the inyan is to stop before bedikas chametz, so that you can start bedikas chametz with tchilas halayla. That's this opinion of the Ramah. Al kein tzarich lahafsik kedei sheyiskayim ha-mitzvah ketikuna. You have to stop in order to do the mitzvah in the proper fashion. Sif katan yud beiz v'chein nira li'ikar. The Ramah says this is to me the main opinion, namely that you always have to stop even if you started learning v'heter v'hu adin. And obviously the same thing is l'shar malachos other activities. U'mikol makom nira de'ein tzarich lahafsik. Ella kishiyagia hazman shel tseis hakochavim. And now he says, it appears to him that when we say you have to be mafsik, it doesn't mean you have to be mafsik in the half hour before. Because you're not allowed to start in the half hour before. Correct? So what's the story with going ahead and stopping in that half hour before, let's say, other activities? Other activities, we said, for sure, you can't do within the first half hour before, it's like the half hour before the mitzvahs b'dikas chametz. You're not allowed to start then. What happens if you started the heter? So this opinion holds you have to stop. When do you have to stop? You don't have to stop before the half hour before. You have to stop before the actual zman of the tchilas b'dikas chametz, which is before tzeis hakol chametz. So just to sum it all up, what we've seen here is the halacha that when it comes to the activities that are usher to do, that are similar to the activities that are usher to do, we saw earlier by Zman Mincha, there you can't start them within the first half hour, or the half hour before the Zman of Bedikas Chametz. You can't start it then. That it's usher to do. When it comes to learning, there's a whole shaila in the poskim whether you're allowed to learn non-lumdis within the half hour before the Zman of Bedikas Chametz and Tzeis HaKol Chavim. When it comes to the issue of if you started activities when it was mutter to do you have to stop? So we have two opinions. We have the Shulchan Aruch says you don't have to stop, and we have the Ramah who says you do have to stop, and that's the Iker opinion, he says. But the Mishnah Berurah points out you only have to stop before the Tchilas Halayla, the beginning of the actual Zman of Bedikas Chametz, which is Seizag Ochavim. You don't have to stop during that half hour before, let's say when you're doing other malachas, the Chulei Alma, which you wouldn't be able to start during that half hour before, but you don't have to stop during that half hour before if you started when it was mutter to begin. Good summary? Let's move on. Sifkat and Tav Lamed Beis, Din Birkas Bedikas Chametz. So now we come to the halachas of the bracha of Bedikas Chametz. Remember that, so you boys? Kodem Sheyaschil Libok. Before you go ahead and you do your Bedika, Yivarech Asher Kedushanu Mitzvasav V'tzivanu Al Biur Chametz. Before a person goes ahead and he does his mitzvah, B'dikas Chametz, he make a Birchas HaMitzvah. And the bracha is Al Biur Chametz, not Levaer, not Le, but Al Biur Chametz. That is the bracha that you make. Comes the Ramah, and the Ramah says, V'im Hischil Livdok below bracha. And if you started to do the bedika without a bracha, Yivarech Kolzman Shalosiyim Bedikaso, you can make the bracha as long as you did not yet finish your bedika. What happens if you finish your bedika? So we'll see that Mishnah Brura will spell out what you do if you already finished your bedika. So let's see. Mishnah Brura, Aleph, Kodim Shiyasil Libok, before the bedika, you have to make the bracha. Kedei Shadei Abracha Over Lasiyas. And this is the famous klal that all brachas have to be done before you begin the mitzvah. Over Lasiyasan. Over means before. If you learn Gemara's, right? The Gemara asks, how do you know that over means before? And it gives you all the psukim. Sif katan, beis, yivarech, you have to make the bracha before. Yesh omrim, shetov, sheyitol yodav kodem. Now those that say you have to wash your hands, it's good to wash your hands beforehand. Vurak mishum nekiyas. This is only mishum nekiyas. What does he mean it's only mishum nekiyas? It's only mishum cleanliness? Because the halacha is, unlike tefillah, you do not have to go ahead and wash your hands before a bracha, but there's a special inyan before bedikas chametz. The poskim say, because there's a tahara process in bedikas chametz. You can talk to Rav Glanz all about the concept of bedikas chametz being a tahara process. That's not for us right now, but being a tahara process is an inyan of washing your hands before the bedikas chametz. But it's not a halacha per se in enabling you to say the bracha. Like by tefillah, you have to wash your hands before tefillah. Sif katan gimel, al biur chametz is the bracha. The af al gav de eno mevayer ad lemachar. And there's two chidushim in this bracha. One is you say al as opposed to le. Some brachas are le, some brachas are al. And the other is that you're using the lashon of biur as opposed to al bedikas chametz. Because you're making the bracha of al biur before the bedika. So he says, even though eno mevayer ad lemachar, even though he's only physically destroying the chametz the next morning, ikomakom kevan de bedika zu letzorech biur. Since this bedika is ultimately to search and destroy, so therefore have me'ein biur. It is a component of the biur, and therefore you can say that, and you should say the bracha for the biur already when before the bedika. This is a whole big sugya with a rush in Maseches Pesachim. Ve'ein mevarchin al bedikas chametz. And you don't make the bracha of al bedikas chametz, because that's not the end of the mitzvah, that's not the gemara of the mitzvah, that's not the ultimate purpose of the mitzvah, which is to search and destroy, search and remove. The gam ein mevarchin al bitul chametz, you don't make the bracha of, like, why don't you make the bracha of bitul chametz, which would be great, because you also do a bitul at the time of the bedika. Kevan de ikar abitul talui balev, since Bittel is belave, ein mevarchin al dvarim shebelave. Brachas are only made on mitzvahs maisi, not on mitzvahs that are belave, and bittel is belave. In berech levayer, even though the mitzvah lechatchila in the bracha is to say al biur, if you butchered it because you messed up the sugya and you got all confused and you said levayer as opposed to al biur, you're still going to be yotze. Just use a haggadah and you won't butcher it. Sif katan dalid kolzman shelo siyem bedikaso. You can make the bracha as long as you did not finish the bedika. As long as you're still involved, you know, you're supposed to make the bracha before you start the bedikas chametz, but you didn't. So he's saying, as long as you didn't finish the bedika, you can still make the bracha. To kolzman shelo siyem, because as long as you did not finish the bedika, adayin over lasiyasa. It's still considered over lasiyasa. Still considered you're doing it before the bedika because you're still engaged in bedika. But if you finish the bedika, then lo yivarech achshav, you shouldn't make the bracha now. Now get ready. Ela yivarech lemachar b'shasreifa. Rather, you make the bracha when? The next morning at the sreifas chametz. The hamivarech goes, what is the bracha? I'll be your chametz. The afal pisha bit lo yetmol, even though you already did the bitl the day before, b'shas bedika, during the bedika, mikol makom chayiv l'sarfa, you still have a chayiv to burn itakhanas chachamim. And also, guess what? What do you do when you do the bitl at night? You're only going ahead and being mevatel the chametz that you did not see. Hachametz shara, the chametz that you saw, I mean that you're keeping over for the next day, lo bita, you're not mevatel. Therefore, you don't have to worry about the fact that you're mevatel, and therefore the bracha is going to be a bracha levatela, because you still have chametz to get rid of and destroy the next day. This is the Taz and the Magen Avraham and other Achronim, Bishar Achronim. Yesh Ma'achronim, however, other Achronim, right? This is the sugya there on Vav Amud Beis in the bottom. The Sviralu Delo Niskina Habracha Ki'im Be'ez HaBedika. Others paskin differently, and they say that the bracha was only established when? The bracha was only established during the time of the Bedika. That's when Chazal formulated this bracha. They did not formulate the bracha to be said at the actual biur and destruction. And therefore, ladatam yivarech b'shas sreifa. According to them, the only bracha you should say if you missed the bracha during the full bedika and the bedika is over, you're toast. You can't make the full bracha with Shem Hashem. According to his opinion, you make at the time of the sreifa, burning the chametz the next day, you say the bracha below Shem Umachus. You don't say Baruch Ata Hashem El Kenem El Chalom. You just say the Baruch Al Biur Chametz. V'nira sharotze lismoch. And he says, so which opinion do you follow? So it's interesting, he doesn't really give you a definitive psak. He says, if you want to be somech, ulevarech, and make the bracha, ein mochin biyada. You don't say to him, hey, safek derabanan lakula, you shouldn't make the bracha. You allow him, you allow him to make the bracha, you don't tell him no. The yesh lo al mi lismoch. He has on who to be somech, but it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah that you shouldn't. Namely, if you blew it, you forgot to make the bracha before the bedikas chametz. So Kolzman, that you're still involved in the Bdikas Chametz, you can make the bracha. But it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, you would follow the second opinion and not make any bracha with the Shema Malchus the next day during the Sreifa. If you see someone doing it, you cannot go and hit him over the head and say, oh, it's Mashmah from the Mishnah Berurah. You can't do it because the Mishnah Berurah says, if he does it, ain mochen biyado. You do not go ahead and object to him doing it because he has on who to be somech. Finally, let's finish up the Shulchan Aruch here. V'yizayer shelo yedaber bein habracha l'tchilas habdika. A person has to be careful not to go ahead and speak at all between the bracha and the beginning of the bedika. B'tov, shelo yedaber b'dvarim acherim ad sheyigmor kol habedika. It says two things. You have to go ahead and be careful not to speak in the bracha and the beginning of the bedika. And then he says, and it's good also not to talk about anything until you finish the bedika. Yigmor kol habedika. Why? Kidei sheyasim aliba levdok. So you can focus on doing a good shtark bedika in all the places that the chametz have entered. Meaning what he's saying is as follows. Between the bracha and the beginning of the bedika, that's a big no-no. And the Mishnah Berurah is going to say you have to repeat the bracha. But once you start the bedika, then it's only a good thing, it's a proper thing, and you should not go ahead and talk. But if you did, you do not have to make another bracha. Let's look at that in the Mishnah Berurah. Tifkatan hei v'yizar shalo yidaber u'bitiyevet imsach b'dvarim. If you talk about things that have nothing to do with the bedika, she'ein tzarech habedika, yachzor v'yivarech. If you talk between the bracha and the beginning of the bedika, you have to go ahead and repeat the bracha. If you talk about something that has nothing to do with the bedika, dehifsik bein habracha l'amitzvah, because as I have said, we did a bracha and the actual mitzvah, which is the beginning of the bedika. However, v'tov sivkat and vav, it's good not to talk at all once you start the bedika until the end. Uvizeh Mishnah Berurah sivkat and vav, ein tzarech lachzor or l'varech. You don't have to go back and make the bracha. Why? Kevin Shekvar Hitzchel HaMitzvah, since he started the mitzvah. Once he started the mitzvah, you don't have to go back if you talk. But it's a good thing to do, so you can stay focused on the bedika. Things that are tzarech habdika, once you started the bedika, lechatchila you can talk about it. You can say, hey, pass me the feather. Pass me the candle. Shezeh ain chashev hefsek klal. That's not considered a hefsek at all. Ad kan below yaisa.
3 days. 7 days.